Jesus speaks about fasting in the gospel today, how the Pharisees and the disciples of John would fast and his apostles were not fasting while they were with Jesus. And Jesus said, they cannot fast while they are with me, but they will after I am gone. After they've been trained, after they've been formed and taught virtue and strong in their faith, and then they would fast. I remember after my conversion, when I was a teenager, I was fasting, reading the story of Fatima and the three children, all the fastings and sacrifices that they were making, and I was copying them without a spiritual director, and fasting 3 days a week and eating and drinking nothing for 3 days a week, and doing that for many months, and really detesting it, really dreading the days I would fast, and it just got to a point where I just gave it all up totally. And I think that's what our Lord is saying here in the gospel, how if you don't prudently fast and make sacrifices, then you can just throw away your faith in the end, get rid of everything, and the old cloak is ruined, or the wineskins are ruined because you don't use them properly. So it makes me think of something one of my spiritual directors mentioned when I was telling him about certain sacrifices I was making. He said, well, it's fine as long as you don't think you have to do it. As long as we don't do these things and think that if we don't do them, we're committing sin. And so the advice would be perhaps to use what Our Lady of Fatima said to the three children, that when you fast, to say, this is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners and for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart. And then the children added for the prayers for the Holy Father as well. So we do our sacrifices for the love of Jesus and Mary, for the love of our brothers and sisters, for the good that we can do for others and for our own good. Do it for those good, positive reasons. These are generous offerings for others, but also the need that we have too, that if we don't fast, if we don't sacrifice and mortify ourselves, we will fall into sin, we will give into sin, and we'll be prone to sin. So this idea of giving in our fasting, and thinking too of fasting as being any kind of sacrifice, not just for food, but any kind of comforts that we give up, or any kind of things that we give to our Lord, things that we want to do that we choose to offer up. And this would be a positive way of living out our faith, that sacrifices with joy offered to our Lord. I heard it once said that God created many beautiful things in this world and for our pleasures, including food that we can enjoy, but also gave them for us to offer up to Him as sacrifices if we don't choose to use them for pleasures. So we can enjoy them when it's appropriate, and we can sacrifice when it's appropriate, and when we want to be generous to our Lord and for our neighbor, and especially for the needs of the world, for the needs of others, for our own needs, to sacrifice for the needs of other people, for conversion, for turning away from evil. So all those positive reasons, we fast and we sacrifice for our Lord and our neighbor.
Misericordes oculos.